Photo gallery. Notice to the right, I have a section called links for a video tutorial of the photo gallery, eSchool View login, as well as morg file, which is copyright free images. So let's get to reading here. Create a photo gallery. One of the first components used is the photo gallery. This resource allows teachers to display student work, screenshots of classroom activities, students, and so on. Here is a recommendation before starting a photo gallery. Download all images you will use into a folder. When clicking a picture to insert, most of the time the computer will default to that folder each time. In other words, adding several pictures from a folder will allow for quick navigation. I hate clicking five times when inserting a picture and repeating the process, so creating a folder and placing the images there will hopefully speed up the process. Okay, you have all your images ready, so let's get started. Number one, let's log into eSchool View. Going through this over and over again, create your site section or choose your site section, whether it's a primary, intermediate, middle school, high school, whatever. Select content pages, then the web page, and choose the appropriate window, window one or two usually. Now, number two, add a page component entitled Photo Gallery. Number three, name that and click Save. Number four, scroll down if you need to and click Edit Component from that newly created photo gallery component. Number five, you have a few options to decide on after or before inserting images. So let's select Thumbnail or Previous Next Gallery. The thumbnail will show all images where the Previous Next will create a slideshow. Number six, if Previous Next is chosen, check the auto rotate if desired. I like this when displaying images of a project or a class trip. Number seven, hide slideshow buttons can be checked if you want the images to be shown with no information around it. And number eight, then if you use captions, decide where they need to be placed. You need to make all those selections. And number nine, click Save. You can always change this again and save again. Number 10, now let's add images. Click Add Gallery Images. Notice you'll see a checkbox that says Apply Sizing Scaling. This allows all images to be corrected for you because a lot of them are really big. This is a great extra to have. I always leave it checked. Number 12, the suggested width is 505. That's an amount of pixels wide that the picture is. This is where the dimensions of the window factor into whether this is changed. If you place this in window 2, it couldn't be 500. You'd have to be less than 200. But anyway, for the most part, never change this. But if you want to test it, test with a few pictures, a few, only to determine if this needs changing. Number 13, beside photo 1, click Browse. Go find that picture. Number 14, add a caption if needed. This can be done later as well. Number 15, repeat process for photo number 2. So, number 16, repeat this for up to 10 images. Number 17, if you have more than 10, click Save and New. If not, click Save. And here's an FYI. If you have less than 10, add them and click Save. Number 18, if you selected Save and New, repeat process listed in steps 13 and 14. When finished, click Save. I have entered 40 or more pictures in a couple of minutes, so it is a quick process. Number 19, mission accomplished. Go view your page and refresh. If you don't refresh the page, you won't see it, so refresh the page to see your gallery. A video of this process can be found on the link shown here. Now there's another add-in here that I wanted to talk about, which is PowerPoint. We all use PowerPoint and love it. We use the presentations in class and create projects for our students with the software. Did you know that slides can be saved as JPEG images, which are picture images? Why, simply open a presentation, go to File, select Save As, change file type or format on a Mac to JPEG. This will allow saving presentations as images. It will prompt you to save the current slide or all. If you choose all, it will actually create a folder that contains all images from the slideshow. So take PowerPoint, create a presentation with a nice design, add images, and save them as JPEG. Or why not take a lesson that has notes and create images for your students, then create a photo gallery on your site that students can view and learn. This section allows teachers to explore other methods in the creation of photo galleries. Thank you.